This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In the news, Immigration and Customs Enforcement has ramped up the crackdown on migrants under the new Trump administration, but some current and former officials in the agency are telling Reuters trying to keep pace is leading to burnout and frustration. Odyssey's Margaret Carrero spoke with Reuters reporter Ted Hessen.
Since the start of the Trump administration, there's been a really intense focus on increasing the number of immigration arrests. And it started early in the year with an increased quota of 1,000 arrests per day, which was three times the level the year before. And in late May, it increased to a quota that White House aide Stephen Miller put forward of 3,000 arrests per day, which was 10 times what happened last year. So this dramatic increase also put a strain on the agency. And what we heard from current and former ICE officers was that they were being asked to work more hours, being basically called on to arrest more people, as we mentioned, and then also facing public backlash over what they were doing as they were increasingly picking up more non-criminals in the work they were doing and going into neighborhoods and doing more indiscriminate arrests than they normally would have been doing.
And what is the sense that you got from at least the current ICE officials that you spoke with about how they feel about going out and doing this, where in principle, you know, they back what they're doing, but then they're getting this like incredible backlash from members of the public?
That's right. And it should be said that generally everyone we spoke with does support immigration enforcement and thinks that the law should be enforced. It's really a question of the tactics and how you go about doing it. And, you know, from their perspective, keeping officers safe, not putting them in harm's way, also keeping the public safe and not potentially arresting the wrong person. There have been reports of people with legal status being picked up, U.S. citizens being detained, and with sort of a scramble to increase arrests, you're more likely to do that sort of thing. And that's what we heard as we spoke with current and former officers.
Did you also get a sense that they would prefer to really be more hyper-focused on going after the worst of the worst criminals?
I think that there is generally, of course, I'd say generally there is a sort of idea that they prefer to be pursuing the worst, I mean, particularly among ICE's investigative arm, which is Homeland Security Investigations. This is a wing where you have special agents who historically have focused on serious crimes like child exploitation, drug trafficking, human trafficking, and many of them were rerouted at the start of this administration to do routine immigration work. And there's been a lot of frustration over that they would rather be doing those serious, complex investigations where they're getting a large-scale criminal or taking on a serious crime rather than going to a Home Depot parking lot, for instance, and just trying to find five people to meet the quota that day.
That is Reuters reporter Ted Hessen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.